This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
we should
rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And again, to the right of me, we have none other than Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you know the routine, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our website, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to get over to the headlines in just a couple minutes here. And by the way, second hour, 2:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're going to have with us Steve Scheibner, who is actually one of the pilots that, well, I'll let him tell you his story, but he's an American airline pilot, and one of the planes that went into one of the towers, he was supposed to be piloting that plane. He'll be with us at 2:30, and we'll get his full story, well, within the half-hour segment that we have left, and we'll see what he has to say. Pretty amazing stuff. I've watched the 15-minute testimonial that he gave. I was introduced from a friend to Steve, and again, friends, talking about the mercy of God and the hand of God and the sovereignty and the protection of a just and holy God is second to none in Steve's life. We'll get to that at 2:30 Central Standard Time Zone here. But before we do that again, friends, what we'd want you to do is go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can check out Bradley Dean, which is my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. And phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, if you'd like to check out the Facebook, you can do that as well. Bradley Dean personal fan page, you can check that out. We got about 175,000 friends, and we appreciate that. And again, recently we were picked up by another affiliate out of Georgia. We just want to give you a high five one more time. Just heard from the station manager, and we really appreciate your trust. He had emailed me this morning and told me we need your content. It is strong, and it is very much needed today. So, again, we just want to tell you we can do this together. And, again, out in Georgia, we appreciate you guys. And, again, we'll demonstrate the best that we can, the love that we have for all of our people, because, friends, we can do this when we get under the banner of no king but King Jesus again. Now, folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. We're showing you our deeds because we love, 1 John 3:18. And what did the Lord respond? Well, secondary to that, in context, line upon line, precept upon precept, the Lord said our hearts are assured before him because of what? Because we do what we do. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And Stephanie, are you ready to tell us why that is?
Yes, I am. The reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God. We sincerely want to be led by the Spirit. As I always say, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Now, today is Friday, so we're going to have kind of like a smorgasbord Friday. We're going to get some good gold nuggets of truth from a variety of people, and hopefully it'll minister to you. And what I like about gold nuggets is it's like a good power punch. You know, it's that good statement of truth that kind of sticks. It's like, wow, that is so profound. So that's what we're going to be talking about here today. Augustine said, if you believe what you like in the gospel and reject what you don't like, it's not the gospel you believe, but yourself. there's so many churches and Christians out there professed who they pick and choose. Well, I like this portion of scripture. Ooh, I don't like that portion of scripture in the Old Testament talking about the law of God and so on and so forth and the wrath of God. No. I prefer this one over here in the New Testament. No. We have to eat the whole thing to get the full balance and the whole counsel of God. Augustine also said the Holy Scriptures are our letters from home. Of course, this earth is not our home. Heaven is our home. Salvation, said Malte B. Babcock, salvation is not putting a man into heaven, but putting heaven into a man. So we need to make sure that the Lord has come, obviously, to literally kick the hell out of us to put the heaven in us.
Amen.
Alistair Begg said, when a man or woman is born again by the Spirit of God, they will give evidence of it in part by striving to live a holy life. If you claim to be a Christian and you are no different from the world, you do the same things the world does, you act the same way, talk the same way, live the same way, then guess what? It doesn't take a genius to figure out you're probably not Christ-like and you're probably not a Christian.
Let me tell you the work of faith in a man. Charles Spurgeon actually said this, and I just wrote it down this morning and I posted it on Facebook. He said, wherever there is faith in a man, let it be but develop itself, and there will be a purging of himself from sin. He doesn't need someone to tell him to do it. He purges himself from sin. That's what Scripture tells us in the book of Timothy. A separating himself from the world, 2 Corinthians 6. A conflict with evil. If there is no conflict, you have to ask the question, where's the Holy Spirit? And a warring for the glory of Christ. Not for the glory of man to establish his own righteousness, but a warring for the glory of Christ. Because faith, real faith, always crowns the Christ, and forget it not.
That's right. Now, Corrie Ten Boom, many of you know who she was. They helped to, basically, when Hitler was happening, we had World War II going on. What he did was make sure, or she did, was make sure that the Jews were safe. They would hide the Jews inside their home. And this is what she had to say. She said, I know that the experiences of our lives, when we let God use them, both the mysterious and perfect... become both a mysterious and perfect preparation for the work he will give us to do. So lots of times we're prepared ahead of times by learning skills that, what are we going to use these for? Or when am I ever going to do this? Or when am I ever going to do that? And Lord, why am I doing this? I know, for example, in my own life, I grew up and I had, you know, I was in acting and I did all these different kinds of things. And it's like, well, Lord, how are you going to use this? And when we went into schools and we were doing the virtue classes and so on and so forth, all that came into play because the Lord was using it now for His glory. So when you're being prepared and you're going through things and you're like, why am I doing this and when am I going to learn this or use that? Know that the Lord always works together, all things for good, to those that love God and those who are called according to His purposes. And finally, Corrie Ten Boom said, faith sees the invisible, believes the unbelievable, and receives the impossible.
Ben Franklin said, the way to walk by faith is to close your eyes to reason.
That's right.
Through that.
And Hudson Taylor also, as we talked about yesterday, said, first it's impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. Even though it's hard to believe sometimes, we have to cry out and say, help, Lord, thou my unbelief.
Amen. Folks, 2:30 spot here. It's 2:30 Central Standard Time. We're going to have Steve Scheibner, who is an airline pilot for American Airlines. He was supposed to be flying one of those planes that hit one of the towers. He's going to be here at 2:30 to give his testimonial. But before that, I want to kind of give you some of the headlines going across sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. Good news. Georgia High School ruffles anonymous anti-theists' feathers with God-honoring monument. Now, keep in mind, friends, an atheist, okay? Again, going back to Ben Franklin, he comes to my aid right now. It's interesting that he said this in 1793, during the Revolutionary War, there was no such thing as an atheist. He said atheism was unheard here. And why was that? Because, friends, if you know anything about those that actually fight for freedom, there is no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. So I'm gonna question the American people and ask the question, why would you ask an atheist to obey God? Well, in Georgia, they didn't. And we're going to come right back to this on the other side of the break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm just actually going through this letter really quick here, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, front page. It's on the scroll. Georgia High School ruffles anonymous anti-theist feathers with God-honoring monument. Now, keep in mind, friends, Vladimir Lenin again. Just a reminder. It's not tedious for me to remind you, friends, that communism precedes atheism and atheism precedes communism. Vladimir Lenin, revolutionary under Stalin's regime. They're at war with God. End of story. And I also want to remind people, too, that, listen, I'm not called to love men's faults as a preacher. My job is to slay sin, not to debate with it, not to play with it. And when our forefathers, and I study our foundations and understand who we are and where we came from, again, going back to your Declaration of Independence, whenever you find time, friends, because you're grateful for what's been given unto you, that gift called freedom, you go ahead and read that Declaration of Independence and read for yourself as to who we derive our inalienable rights from, our Creator, not from an atheist. I said right before during the last segment, right before the break here, I said, why in the heck in this country have you been so dummy down, America, that you really feel that you need to ask an atheist for permission to obey God? Just think about that. They're conditioning the next generation, which is, it's completely backfiring, by the way, but they're attempting to condition the next generation to ask them, the atheist, for permission to actually obey God and the laws of our constitutional republic. Just think about that, friends. Ask an atheist to obey God. Okay. That's funny. And folks, man, and what is their tool? What do they use? Let's do their totalitarian methods, friends, fear and oppression. The fact of the matter is, friends, is you've never lost the right, and in Georgia, they understand that. Because what we see is in Madison County, the Red Raiders football team, what they do is they make it a habit of passing by and touching a stone monument before they head out to the field for their game. However, one of these organizations probably has two or three members, friends, You never see them visually. They don't want you to see their face. They're so ashamed of their stupidities. They're probably more ashamed of the American people for allowing them to actually advocate their stupidities. But in saying that, friends, the American Humanist Association, along with this atheist organization, are crying like a bunch of babies against what's on the monument, which was donated to the school with private funding. The two anti-theist groups, keep in mind also, friends, that an atheist, his premise, well, he doesn't have one. Also keep in mind, if God doesn't exist, then everything is permissible. So who are they attacking? They're so angry at the things of God, the God they say they don't believe, that they don't want anybody else to believe in what they say they don't believe in. Yeah, it's that foolish. But these two groups who say they claim to believe in God, but again, what they're attempting to do is suppress the truth and unrighteousness, are attacking the high school monument because it references the following. Romans 8:31, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen, hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they would be doing. Another scriptural reference is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I am not asking for a permission from an atheist to obey God or any other individual that is not ruled by the lawgiver. End of story. It's better to obey God than man. Remember the apostle said, right? But what we have is these two atheist groups that the state-run media is giving voice to again, giving them play again, trying to spin the story the wrong direction again in hopes that you'll believe their stupidities again. Well, these two groups, they're just completely, literally hell-bent on pushing God, Christ, and the Bible out of the public square. Friends, when is it going to get to the point where enough is enough with you? When is it going to get to the point where you actually read lawful documentation and our founding documents to understand that they are acting outside of constitutional law? In other words, they're an enemy to the state. Going back to the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Unions, I've said this 50 times. Back in the 1930s, Roger Baldwin, the founder of that communist organization, said, he said that the end of the ACLU is communism. And then we hear, well, what about lines between church and state? Can't find them in any founding document, friends. Just the opposite, as a matter of fact, because we can see the Mayflower Compact and the Declaration of Independence smacks of the pulpit. Give me a break, friends. My goodness gracious. But again, in Georgia, they stood up because they understand. And guess what they're doing? Well, they're taking it right to them. As a matter of fact, one of the parents even said, listen, he said that if you don't want to look at it and you don't want to read it, he said, shut your eyes when you go by it. Don't read it. He said, this is Georgia. This is the Bible Belt. We're taught to believe in Jesus Christ. And I add, and if you don't like it, we'll buy you a ticket, a one-way ticket to your favorite communistic nation. A one-way ticket, I said. Friends, this is absolutely stupid. Let me just say this. It is a real word. It is defined out as dull and insensible. Stupid, stupid mentality to accept. But again, in Georgia, the young people are standing up just like the cheerleaders did a couple weeks ago, and they're doing it anyways. They're not asking for permission. They're just trying to figure out why the older generation is MIA when they should be standing there fighting the battles that they themselves are now fighting. Because they do believe. But again, when you go to Deuteronomy 1, you can find out that God told Moses, tell that older generation, tell them they're not going into the promised land. Tell them that they're going to go around the mountain again. But tell the younger generation that they thought would become a prey, tell them that they're going to go into the promised land. And keep in mind, who was it that brought them into the promised land? It was Joshua. Joshua, the Savior, is defined out. And what's also interesting, he did bring them forth to the promised land, and it was the younger generation. And what did God say in the book of Numbers 14 to both Caleb and Joshua? Well, they brought the good report back, and the people didn't like the good report in the mass populace, so they wanted to stone Caleb and Joshua. But the Lord told Caleb and Joshua that I'm going to give you everything you tread your foot upon. And did God back up his word? Did he verify it? Did he validate it? Did he execute it? Absolutely he did. Friends, might I remind you, nowhere in Scripture can you find God failing a faithful man or a faithful woman of God. Nowhere. Yet our kids are doing this. As a matter of fact, even looking at the monument in Georgia, going back, it's huge. It says, if God be for us, and then it says, home of the Raiders. It's got a picture of a sword in a rock, which is great. In other words, take it out and fight with all your spiritual valor, friends. Boy, isn't it a sad day in America when we have little kids telling us what the older people should be telling us? You know, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings come forth what? Perfected praise. You know, and to the opposite of that, and shamefully to the older generation, wisdom is justified by our children. We're supposed to grow up in grace, not up in iniquity. We're to be redeemed from iniquity, not to grow up into it. We're supposed to grow up into Christ as we're being liberated from sin, not to grow up and strengthen ourselves in sin, which, by the way, the end thereof is nothing but death. There was one day a 6-year-old girl was sitting in a classroom and the teacher was going to explain evolution to the children. The teacher asked the little boy, "Teacher, Tommy, do you see the tree outside?" Tommy said, "Yes." Teacher said, "Tommy, do you see the grass outside?" Tommy said, "Yes." Teacher said, "Go outside and look up and see if you can see the sky." Tommy said, "Okay." He returned a few minutes later. "Yes, I saw the sky." Teacher asked, "Did you see God?" Tommy said, "No." The teacher said, "That's my point. We can't see God because he isn't there. He doesn't exist." So a little girl spoke up and wanted to ask the boy some questions. The teacher agreed, and the little girl asked the boy. Little girl to Tommy, "Tommy, do you see the tree?" Tommy said, "Yes." Little girl asked Tommy, "Do you see the grass outside?" Tommy said, "Yes," getting tired of answering the same questions. Little girl asked, "Did you see the sky?" Tommy said, "Yes, I did." Little girl said, "Tommy, do you see the teacher?" Tommy said, "Yes." The little girl said, "Do you see her brain?" Tommy said, "No." The little girl answered and said, "Then according to what we were taught in school today, she must not have one." Amen.
Yeah.
Folks, blessed are they that have not seen and have yet believed. It's interesting, and I shared with this on an interview we did last night with Jennifer Meadows. She's a friend of the ministry's. I don't know where she's out of. I believe Georgia or something like that, somewhere down south. And I was just going back and forth about, you know, what I do and who I am. And I told her, whatever God puts in a man, no devil in hell can take it out of that man or woman. And I said, these atheists are fools for their pains. But what's more foolish than even the atheists is the people that sit back and tolerate them to push their propaganda, their lawlessness, their foolishness. And what did God say about him in Psalm 14:1? He said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Friends, they know what they do. Just so you understand, they know what they do. And just keep in mind, so do I. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. We got a lot of good stuff scrolling today and just some hot topics on the forefront of what's going on out there. Again, we're not just telling you what the problems are. We're giving you the answer. And it was King David that rightly said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock, and establish my goings. And that's exactly what that website is. Well, that's what it's been put in place for, friends, is to liberate a people that are in bondage. And we know that Hosea 4:6 tells us that people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We want to give them the understanding. Again, so check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, here goes the story concerning our next guest. We have Steve Scheibner here with us. And I was actually introduced to Steve from a pilot friend of mine in Georgia. And right before I hung up with my new friend, he said, Bradley, do me a favor. Go online. Go to this website. It's a 15-minute video. And promise me you'll watch this video. And I said, well, what is it about? He said, it's about a pilot who happens to be a friend of my new friend's. And he said he was supposed to be on that plane that hit the second tower. And I said, really? And right before he hung up the phone, he said again, Bradley, now promise me you'll watch it. Listen, I'm not the kind of guy that's going to say I'm going to do something and not do it. That's just not me. Don't play that game. And so I did just that. And about 15 minutes into it, it was a 15-minute length video. And I watched it and I texted back my friend again and I said, I want to get this guy on the radio. So, folks, without further ado, we have Steve Scheibner with us. Welcome to the show, my friend. You have Bradley and Stephanie. How are you?
Bradley, it's a pleasure to be with you guys both.
Thank you.
Amen. Steve, you heard the intro, and obviously our mutual friend is the one that introduced us. We were out in Georgia, what was it, a week and a half ago, and he said, I'll get him on the phone for you right now. We'll get him on your radio program. And interestingly enough, I just got to be real honest with you before we get going here. First of all, Steve Scheibner, friends, he's a doctor. That's cool stuff. And his website, if you'd like to check it out, is actually Character Health. It is characterhealth.com. Is that what it is? Characterhealth.com.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. And I was bothered, Steve, before you get into the story real quick, I was really bothered by listening to the stewardess on the airplane. And going back to the tower, that probably bothered me more than anything. But I got to honestly tell you, I was also moved by the faithfulness of God and his hand on your particular life. It was just second to none. And I was like, you know, sitting there tearing up like a fat baby with a wet diaper on, my friend, because it was just like it went to the core of my very being. And I want you to share with everybody your story that so moved me, and hopefully it will move our listeners as well.
Well, I'm a pilot for American Airlines, and I've been with American for 23 years now. And I was a Boston-based pilot on 9/11. That was 13 years ago. It's hard to imagine it's been that long now, but it's been 13 years. And I'm on the Boeing 757, 767 airplanes. I'm a co-pilot. And I was originally scheduled to be the co-pilot on the very first airplane, Flight 11, that was hijacked on September 11th. And that was the airplane that flew into the North Tower, the first building. And I did reserve at the airlines in those days because I was pastoring a church and working for the Naval Reserve and also flying for American. So reserve means that I was on call to fill in for somebody that was either sick or had to go to training, or for whatever reason there wasn't a pilot in the seat. And so typically in those days, at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon the day before, what's called crew scheduling at American Airlines would call and fill any unassigned seats. It just so happened that the co-pilot seat on Flight 11 was unassigned the day before. So I went into the computer about 3 o'clock the day before to check and see if I had been assigned a trip. Sure enough, there was my name on Flight 11. Typically, after you see your name on the computer screen, they call within 2 or 3 minutes. It's almost instantaneous. And I waited for the phone to ring, but the phone never rang on the 10th. And what happened at that same time that I was waiting for the phone to ring, a fellow by the name of Tom McGinnis, a senior pilot to me, was celebrating his 42nd birthday with his wife and his children. And Tom rushed over to the computer like I did and looked and saw my name there, but saw I hadn't been called yet. So he called down to Dallas real quick and said, hey, is it too late? Can I grab that trip? And they said, yep, but you still got time. And at that moment, they erased my name off the trip. They put Tom's on it, and the rest is history.
Steve, is that because of seniority? Is that why he could actually he grabbed that flight from you? Is that why he got it?
Exactly. He was more senior to me, and it's a little complicated on how it works, but there's a little bit of latitude on the part of the crew schedulers as to whether they want to do that. But Tom called at just the right moment to be able to bump me off that trip.
Well, let me ask you this. How has your life changed since 9/11?
Well, it's been incredible. You know, it's been over a dozen years, and my wife and I have started that ministry, characterhealth.com. And I really, I travel around the country. I share my 9/11 story about 100 times a year. That's no exaggeration. I show the film, and then I get up and I share the rest of the story, usually in a church, but not always. And we put on a marriage or a marriage and parenting conference, usually on those same weekends. And now, on 9/11, we were very passionate about our children and our family. We have 8 children, so you know you have to be passionate with that many kids.
Right.
But since then, we've really become passionate about the American family. And really, the American family is in crisis. And my wife and I started this ministry, Character Health, to teach a program that we started called the 9 Practices of the Proactive Parent. We've been all across the country training parents in the last, you know, 13 years.
Amen. It's much needed, my friend, for sure. You know, what's interesting, Steve, is of course you can't plan this, but there's just, it's very sobering, this conversation with me. And I'm just curious, what went through your mind when you realized that that was your plane and this guy nabbed it just in time? I mean, what went through your mind? I mean, was it surreal, or were you fearful? Were you... I don't know how to actually fill the blank here.
Yeah, and neither do I. I get asked that question quite often, and I didn't realize that that was the flight I had packed my bags for. I had even set my alarm clock. That's how sure I was going to get that flight. And but the phone never rang. Next morning, you know, I get up, and I don't have an assignment, so I put my Navy uniform on that day. I was doing a little bit of part-time work over on the Navy base. I'm watching 9/11 on television like everybody else.
Yep.
It didn't click with me that that was my flight until later on that evening. I came home, and I logged into the computer to try to find, you know, the names of the crew members, because I thought I would know was on those flights.
Yeah.
And when the screen came up in front of me again, it looked exactly like it did the day before where my name had been on the flight.
Right.
Except now it just said sequence failed continuity, which means the flight never made it to its destination. And at that moment, I just stared at the screen. My wife came around the corner. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Remember I packed my bags to go to L.A. yesterday?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "That was the first flight that was hijacked this morning." And all these years later, it's an empty feeling.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it. It's, you're not angry. You're not happy. It's just, your word is probably best. It was surreal.
Yeah.
Realizing you should have been someplace and you weren't.
Wow. You know what else goes through me here, my friend, is the fact that what would you have done had you been in that particular seat? I mean, you got 1,000 things going through your mind. We've been told 15 different stories as to what took place. But again, listening to that stewardess on the plane, Steve, I got to be honest with you, my friend. I'd have did anything in my power to trade places to be up there to help those people in that particular situation.
Sure.
Go ahead.
And knowing now what we know, you know, hindsight would have changed everything on September 11th, but in those days, pilots were trained to basically not make friends with the hijackers, but to personalize yourself, show them pictures of your family, let them know your name. And then the whole end game was to get the airplane down on the ground so that professional negotiators could take over.
Right.
But everything was different on 9/11. Those guys weren't intending to land the airplane.
Yeah, right? No negotiation.
So, right. I would have died like everybody else did, sadly.
Right.
I wish it had been different. But
Did you know the pilot that actually took your place?
I did. He was an acquaintance of mine. I wouldn't say we were good friends, but I know more of the captains because that's who I fly with. But I had met Tom on a couple of occasions.
Yeah.
What do you say to this?
I know your thoughts are just kind of, you know, you're just kind of sitting, listening, and it's like, you know, well, you can look at it both sides. It's like, well, you can say, well, you know, I bet your children are very happy and your wife's very happy that the Lord, you know, that this all took place and transpired the way it did. But then you look at the pilot who lost his life, and he had a wife, and he had kids, too. So it's like, you know, like you said, it's a balance. You said you're not happy, you're not sad, you don't really know what to feel, because it's kind of just sobering straight up and down the boards. And it's just amazing when you look at your story and you even see just, wow, how your life was spared and how the Lord is now using your life that was spared to impact the life of the entire American family.
Yeah.
And that's really a blessing when you look and see, wow, what did you do, you know, from thenceforth with what you're doing? Is obviously you're doing good for Americans and for the American
Amen.
Family across this nation. Yeah. So your life is bringing forth much fruit, much glory to God. And that's obviously just it's just an amazing thing that happened through the whole thing.
I also want to interject this too really quick, Steve, because again, I didn't expect these feelings and these thoughts to go through my mind the way that they are right now. But it's as if the Lord says that he gave commandment to save you the same way that he did Davis, because he purposed you and he has an end aim here. But when you take that back, how do you, because it's to me, now if I was Steve Scheibner, this is what I would feel like. Lord, thank you very much for sparing my life. But now make my life count for what you spared it for. When you check out and you do commentary on and you study out the forefathers of the past, and I'm talking about the patriarchs of church history, and you'll see that the older, when it was time to be brought to the stake, to be burned or to be beheaded or whatever the case was, the older wanted it to take place of the younger, and the younger were always fighting to take the place of the older. Because it was a selfless sacrifice to give on the behalf of the people. That's what's going through me. Because could I say within myself, I'm so happy. Have you ever heard this before, Steve? Or is this just way out there for you?
No, I wrestle with that all the time. And even in the film, in the In My Seat film, the filmmaker asked me the question, you know, how do you sort out the fact that God took one and left another behind? And the answer on the film, and the answer still is, that's God's providence.
Yeah, man.
You know, we'll sort all that out someday. All I know is this. He left me behind, and with that comes a sense of obligation.
Steve, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to pull you right back on the other side of this break. We got Steve Scheibner.
Sons of Liberty. We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown with SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and FreedomOutpost.com. I've been following the Sons of Liberty's ministry for a few years now, and I've gotten to know Bradley Dean on a more personal level since writing about his battles for the youth of America inside the government indoctrination centers we call public schools. He's the real deal. He loves God, and he genuinely loves people. And the message is always one that calls people to remembrance, a remembrance of the price paid for their freedoms by our veterans in the natural realm and the Lord Jesus Christ in the spiritual. As a result of the message, Bradley calls upon people to turn from sin and do what is good and holy before God, obeying his law. I encourage you to support the Sons of Liberty, knowing that the heart of the ministry is to love people enough to tell them the truth and call them back to the old paths, walking in the fear of the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, the tank's covered.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We have Dr. Steve Scheidner with us, who is a pilot. And he was actually supposed to be a pilot on Flight 11, one of the planes, the American Airlines, that actually flew into one of the towers. I believe it was the North Tower. Well, we have him live right now, and he's telling us his testimonial. And, folks, I got to be quite honest with you. When I got on the phone with Steve, you know, interviews are easy enough, but right when I got on the phone here with Steve, an anointing just dropped, and I just started getting all these strange thoughts going through me. What would I have done? What would have it been like if I would have been there? Would I have been willing to be in that situation? And, of course, I'm looking at this as a positive. And then I took it over to how would you go back to God in your personal time and say thank you? And if you think about it, you know, I took some time just a minute ago with Steve, and Steve said, well, if you think about it, he got the better end of the deal. Because for to me to live is Christ, to die is gain. True that. But now we have to purpose ourselves, and we know that we've been spared for the purpose of living unto him who died for us. And so, again, folks, we got Dr. Steve Scheidner with us. Welcome back again, Steve. And I got to tell you, first and foremost, I appreciate you. I appreciate what you do. I thank you for your service to our country. And now I thank you for your service to our children and the parents across the country. And if you can go ahead and fill in, I got about 8 minutes left on this next segment. But if you could fill it with words as to what it is that you're doing now and what you're living for, man, I'm all ears. And I believe all the listeners are as well.
Sure. Well, you know, the Lord spared my life, and not just to go back to the ordinary, right? He spared it for a reason. And over the years, you don't just wake up one day and answer to why God spared your life. It's been a process over mm-hmm. many years. But in the course of that process, the Lord's been unfolding in front of me this ministry that we've developed, the CharacterHealth.com ministry. And as we travel around and we teach parents and start to invest in families, people are just aching, parents especially, are aching for answers on how to raise the standard with their kids and to deal with, you know, issues, behavior issues and so forth with their children, but especially, you know, to bring them back to the Word of God. And so that's really our passion. Our passion is to change the American culture by equipping parents to train a new generation of what we call courageous, Christ-like, character-healthy leaders. And we've been having, it's very well received, the practices that we teach parents. So in part, you know, that's why I believe that the Lord spared my life, at least this many years later. I'm able to now look at it and say, okay, that's my purpose in life. And that's really what drives me and gets me out of bed in the morning is getting to, you know, invest in as many families as I possibly can.
So when you're investing and you're teaching these families, do you have the children along with the parents when you're doing your curriculums, per se?
Yeah, sometimes. You know, I'll go to churches or sometimes schools and we'll put on a combination conference. We'll do one for the parents and we'll do another one called Character Matters for the young people. And that's usually for teens and preteens. And then sometimes we just do them together. Because what we talk about, there's nothing, you know, that it's off limits for kids. It's great for kids to be in and understand why mom and dad are doing what they're doing. In fact, it puts them on God's page and takes mom and dad out of the bad guy role, if you understand what I'm
saying. Yeah. It's, well, again, going back to our forefathers, if you study those guys out, which I'm sure you have, it's interesting when they would go to church, you know, there wasn't a kids ministry and there wasn't a youth ministry. The kids sat with the parents during church. And I think we need to get back to that more than anything. That anointing that's transforming, regenerating, and renewing our parents should be the same anointing that's renewing us. And I think that's vitally important. I also seen that you were on Glenn Beck and Dr. James Dobson. And I'm just kind of curious, what did they pull you up for, Steve? Was it the same testimonial and what you're doing now and what you've gone through and how you processed what you did? And is that what they pulled you up for as well?
Yeah, I was on Dobson on September 11th and 12th, and of course we talked about 9/11 and built that bridge to, you know, the parenting ministry now. And sort of the same thing with Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck is looking, I think, to kind of diversify what he's doing on his show, because, you know, 95% of what he does is real politically charged, but he's really passionate about changing the American culture for Christ. And I really think that he's looking to diversify that. Parenting would be a great programming choice on his network. So we're kind of, you know, we sort of had an audition last Wednesday to see how that all went, and it was very well received.
Amen. Well, it's very well needed, let me tell you. We've done over 350 public high schools, actually 348 public high schools. Two of them were Christians in over 24 different states. So we deal with the young people, too. And I got to be honest with you, what I deal with, and I'm just kind of stepping out there a little bit, but I cannot tell you, my friend, how many times I wondered if I was going to be shot that day in a public assembly. We're dealing with some serious times right now, and the parents need to get involved. And that begs the question as well, Steve, when you're dealing with these parents and these children, are you dealing with just homeschoolers, or are you also dealing with parents that are involved with having their children in public schools as well?
No, it's everybody. It's the nine practices of the proactive parent. It doesn't make any difference how you educate your children, whether it's home or Christian school or public school. The principles apply across the board. It's just good parenting technique, no matter where your child's getting educated.
Well, you know, and I think it goes good all the way across the board, because when you speak about, you're talking to the parents. You know, I talked with a guy just recently, and he's like, yeah, my kids, don't really know how to deal with them, so on and so forth. So you're hitting the parents who need to know godly principles and how to deal with their children, especially in the world in which we live, in which so many things are taboo that God said versus what, you know, the worldly quote-unquote standards are. But then when you're going to these kids, like you said, they need an understanding as why dad and mom are doing what they do, and you should be obeying the Lord first and foremost. You're honoring your parents because you're honoring God. So if you put those precepts in front of young people and children, they'll be able to be trained up in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they would not depart from it. So I think it's so vital, both the parents and the young people, yes, to hear this message. Yes. And we're seeing a lot of time, we were talking about this in the beginning of the show.
You know what's interesting, though? Can I interject this thought into that real quick, Steve and Stephanie, is the fact that, you know, a lot of people that are adults now that are fathers and mothers, they've been robbed of the very truth that you're educating them to. And we got to keep that in scope as well.
Yeah, and going back to what we were talking about even in the beginning of the show, we were talking about young people in Georgia who were standing up, you know, for this monument that was put up. You know, we can do all things through God who strengthens us, and if God be for us, who can be against us, and so on. We're having to see a lot of times these young people take a stand because the older generation refuses to take a stand, yep, or they're too afraid to take a stand. And we look at, you know, for example, some of these high school seniors, when they give their speech at the end, they say, well, don't say God and don't say Jesus. We're seeing these young people stand up for the truth, and we're seeing a witness, and we're seeing people follow suit because they need leaders.
Leadership, yeah.
But it's so important, like you said, because if you can attack the American family, which the American family is always under attack, then you're attacking the community, you're attacking, you know, the nation, you're attacking your cities, because everything, what is the heart and soul of America is the American family. So it's so important what you guys are doing. Now, do your kids play a role in this as well? Are they a part of the conference, or do they just kind of help out dad and mom?
Well, they're part of the family business. I mean, they help us to create the DVDs and the books and so forth, and they also gave us a lot of fodder over the years to be able to teach into with people, a lot of experience.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's kind of a family thing. They don't actually stand up at the things and lecture. My wife and I do that. But probably in the future they will.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
The older ones that are having their own children now will take over at some point, I would imagine.
We got about 2 minutes, Steve. Do you see the parents responding in a courageous manner, now willing to do what maybe even their parents haven't done for them?
Right. We've been all over the country. I taught a Navy leadership course for 8 years, and some of the principles that we teach parents came out of that course. And so we put 12,000 sailors through that course. We've done tens of thousands of parents over the last 4 or 5 years.
Amen.
Parents are absolutely aching for somebody to stand up and give them the difference between right and wrong. Amen. And help them, help walk them through the process. And so with that in mind, you know, God wants us to raise godly children. He's aching for that to take place. He's going to enable that. And if God is for us, who can be against us, right?
Amen. Amen.
Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. So when things look darkest, you're reading headlines like I am, and things look really bad for the American family, actually the opportunity has never been greater.
That's right.
Because things are so dark, right? So you got to look at it that way. Instead of getting down in the mouth, look at what a great opportunity.
You know, exactly. We talk about, it's like you're listening to our show, we talk about all the time. In fact, the Chinese have a word called crisis, and to them it means either danger or opportunity. So we're taking our opportunities as they come, no matter what gets thrown our way.
Dr. Steve Schneidner, how do people get a hold of you, and where can we lead them to so they can be a part of your program?
Right. Well, you mentioned Glenn Beck earlier, and I want to extend to your listeners the same offer we extended to the Glenn Beck audience. If you go to characterhealth.com, that's our website, right in the middle of the homepage, there's a thing that says special offer. If you click on that, we're giving away basically all of our parenting resources in a package, and it's an excellent deal. I can't believe how much we've cut the price on it. And if you just click on special offer, follow the instructions, you can have all of our parenting resources and start your parenting journey. So characterhealth.com is where you get started.
We appreciate you, Steve. Glad to know you. Honored to know you. Godspeed, and hopefully we can get you back on the radio again here.
Thank you so much.
Well?
It was great.
Well, how do you respond to that?
Yeah, like you
said.
I
mean, you got to put yourself in the position.
It's so sobering.
Well, there's a video out there.
Yeah.
And I need to post it on my fan page, Bradley Dean on Facebook. I'll find it and I'll post it, friends. But it really is second to none. And it's very moving. And it goes into depth. It goes into detail. It brings you on board of Flight 11. It goes through that whole process.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird, but it draws you to know what took place that day. It draws you to put yourself in their position. And some of the stuff that was going on the plane when you're listening to the stewardess, it was very hurtful to not be able to intervene and help.
Right.
Is really what it comes down to. But again, friends, Dr. Steve Steve Scheibner, characterhealth.com, characterhealth.com. We love you by what we do. First Down 318. We'll talk to you tomorrow for 2 hours. See ya!
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.